There's a famous ma'isa with Rav Chaim Volozhiner. A woman came to him and said, I cut an onion with a dairy knife and I mixed the onion with meat. So I want to know is, can I eat the food, trace, throw it out? So Rav Chaim Volozhin said to her, was it brown onions or black onions? Black shelled onions, brown shelled onions. She said, we don't have any black shelled onions here, they're brown. He said, okay, it's mutter, and she ran out of there before he could change his mind. So the Talmidim went there and said, like, what are you talking about? Where are you pulling this one out of? Like, what do you mean brown-shelled onions or black? What are you talking about? So in general, this halacha of davar charif. In other words, normally we assume taste is only transmitted through heat. So generally speaking, the pressure of a knife, dukta de sakina, or the sharpness of a davar charif usually neither one, whether it's you're cutting a davar charif or just the davar charif, in other words, let's say you take a cold dairy spoon and you take horseradish, which let's assume is a davar charif, doesn't affect the remaining horseradish, even though they say l'chatchila maybe you should use a par of one, but let's say a potato cut with a dairy knife, you can rinse it off and eat it with the meat. Eat it with meat. But if you have a dairy knife and you use to cut a davar charif, let's call it a radish at the moment, so the combination of dukta de sakina and the radish being a davar charif causes the taste of the knife, the dairy knife, to be absorbed into the food. And as well, there's another halacha by davar charif. Normally, after 24 hours, we assume it's eino ben yomo. It loses its nosing tam of gone. So if a potato, let's say, cooked in a non-kosher pot, that eino ben yomo, so but the average, you could eat it. You don't look at chila cook in a non-kosher pot, but if it wasn't used 24 hours. Also, davar charif, if revitalizes the absorbed taste, and it gives, in other words, a radish cooked in a non-ben yomo meat pot may not be eaten with dairy foods. That's a general rule of davar charif and dukta de sakina. So, based on the general, so even though it's eino ben yomo, not bar not, the general psak of the Shulchan Aruch is, you can't, it's treif, you can't eat. So if you took a dairy knife and you cut the radish and you mixed it in with the meat food, we assume it's a problem. So the question they asked Rav Chaim Volozhiner is like, what's this brown shelled onions and black shelled? So he says, really, I disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. That I don't think onions are a davar charif. I think it has to be more than that. Onions don't crack the level of a davar charif. You need something more sharper. And he said, Rabbi Yosef Cairo lived in Israel, and they only had black onions. So you didn't want to paskin against the Shulchan Aruch, even though, I don't know why not, because they quote the Gra, he had a Mesorah from his Rebbe, Rav Chaim Volozhin. I mean, the Rav Chaim Volozhin had a Mesorah from the Rebbe, the Gra, that it's us to follow. If you think the Shulchan Aruch is wrong, you can't follow it. I mean, that's if you're Rav Chaim Volozhin or the Vilna Gaon, not the average person. So anyway, well, clearly he went against the Shulchan Aruch. So he said he didn't want to have paskin directly against the Shulchan Aruch to this woman, or maybe to his student. So he said he made up, well, he said, the, and he said he quotes a pasuk in Navi that black-haired people are sharper than blonde or lighter people. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But he, in other words, the point was that black onions are sharper than brown. So Mistama, the really, he didn't really held onions aren't a davar charif, but he didn't want to go directly against the Shulchan Aruch, so he said black onions are much sharper. That's why Rav Yosef Cairo Paskin that way. But brown in the effort is not a problem. Really held, and that's what Rav Moshe used to do sometimes. He didn't want to go directly, say he's directly arguing on a Tosfos or something. So he'd say, you know, he'd say it differently. Well, you know, Gedolei HaPoskim in general. So therefore, that's what Rav Chaya Velazhe, so obviously, Hel Me'ekar Adin, it's Matur. And therefore, B'Shas Adchak, he told the woman that she could go ahead and eat the food. That's a discussion today. There's some poskim as well. The normative, I'd say the normative stock is most assumed onion is a dova charif. However, there are those, Rav Yitzchak Abadi, others, who hold perhaps onions like Rav Chaya Velazhe, they aren't. And therefore, B'Shas Adchak, there's room to be makel.